Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, and thank you for tuning in to Spirit Guidance with Shannon. We invite you to sit back and listen to how spirit guides and angels interact with us here on Earth. Would you like to ask a personal question? Please call 1-877-296-0345. Spirit Guide Interpreter Shannon Walbrin conducts individual sessions by phone. For more information, please go to www.spiritguidance.net.
This is Shannon, and this program is called Spirit Guidance with Shannon. And as the friendly recorded announcer said, we are looking forward to taking your calls. On this program, you call in with just one question, and you make it a very brief and specific question, and you're asking your guides and angels for advice. What kinds of things can you ask for advice on? Well, it has to do with yourself, so the question should have an I in it. If you want to ask about another person, like your child or your loved one, you would say, how can I help David? But your angels are working with you, and every person in your life also has a team of angels and guides working with them. So that's part of our release of other people's karma, to not get involved in their business and their lessons and doing their homework for them. So the questions you can ask about yourself are certainly about anything practical that you'd like to talk about. So you could say, should I start a new business and what would it be? Do you think I should study and what should I be studying? How can I? And then we can go into the health realm. How can I fix my neck? How can I fix my stomach? Or what should I do about my leg? That's totally okay as well. Your angels and guides are also here to help you with the bigger questions. What is my soul calling? What should I be doing with my life? And how can I improve my spirituality? And how can I increase my contact with my own angels and guides? Which is really, how can I increase my contact with the divine? Because God is so big that we really can't get a handle on God or him or her or however you conceive of God. So we have messengers assigned to us, who are angels, guides, and even, especially in the African traditions, your ancestors, who are also online to help. So this show is about you calling in and asking a question, and every week we take a theme as well. So here's the number to call. From South Africa, where I'm based, it's 00 in front of this number. And then it's 1-877-296-0345. And this program, Spirit Guidance with Shannon, is brought to you via Authentic You Media, which has a whole host of wonderful shows on inspiring and soul-uplifting topics. So you can search for Authentic You Media, and you can also look on Blog Talk Radio, because that's this kind of program. We're on Blog Talk Radio, and that's how you're hearing us via the internet and via podcast afterwards, in case you'd like to share this program with a family member or a friend. So today's theme, if you saw the advance notice, today's theme is called knowledge. And the knowledge that we're talking about is going to extend into both branches of the definition of the word knowledge. There's an inner knowledge and there's an outer knowledge. And we're going to tackle both of those, and we're going to look at how one can bring one's inner knowledge into alignment with one's outer knowledge and what benefits spiritually that would bring to you. So we're going to start with the definition of knowledge. And knowledge is to absorb a piece of information and to have it be processed by both the left brain and the right brain. So I'd like to invite you to do a little exercise, since you're listening to this and you're sitting there. So why don't you just do something very easy that will help you, and I'll explain how. You have a left brain, and that's the rational brain, and you have a right brain, and that is the creative brain. And how can you remember the difference? If you write a capital L, you can write it in a straight way, a straight line down, and then a straight line over. And remember that an L, a left brain, is the square. It's the one who counts. It's the one who processes numbers and the order of things, what comes first, second, and third. It also helps you prioritize. I should do this now. I should do this later. It's about time. It's about anything that that can be counted. So that part of the brain is aligned with chronos, or chronological time. or even the god and the planet Saturn, because Saturn is all about constraint, control, money, and what you should and shouldn't be doing, laws and agreements and contracts. You can imagine that L is for lawyer, because that's what lawyers are often all about. And then we look at the right side of the brain, and how does the right side of the brain process knowledge and information? You could draw an R in a very loopy, cursive kind of calligraphy kind of a way, as if it's a big, beautiful, flowery, you know what I'm trying to say, a calligraphy kind of an R. And that can remind you that the right side of the brain is all about art and letting things flow and taking it easy and color and absorbing the feelings of things and just wondering and suspending your disbelief and faith. And so the R, if you wanted to remember it, you could put the R into artist. Now, of course, artists do have to be organized and they do have to keep their paints in a box, but they're also channeling from a divine source the invisible and making it visible. So the R, or the artist, is kind of the opposite of the lawyer, in that an artist can really see things that can't be seen and can't be counted. But you know that old saying, I'm going to apply it to this, things that can't be counted sometimes count. So that's how we're going to talk today about processing information and knowledge. We're going to be talking about the right brain and the left brain. And, okay, now we're going to go to a call, and then we'll come back to our theme of knowledge. Our first caller is Barbara. Hey, Barbara, this is Shannon. How can I help?
Hi, Shannon. Could you please tell me what I should call my business?
It is a yes kind of a business. So this business is one that people will say yes to, and it's about having people say yes. So they are considering you having the word yes in the name of your business, something like Yes Makers. Okay, Barbara, you want to tell us a little bit about your business?
It's recruiting and training.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you're bringing people from one level to another level, and then you're offering them to various companies who are going to adopt them and pick them up and take them, right?
Correct. I'm also looking at companies giving me job specifications where I can find people to put into the positions.
Excellent. So they give you specs, and then you say, yes, I've got exactly the right guy for you. He's bright, he's talented, he's ready to take on this kind of a job.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. they're actually asking for you to go innovative in your naming, and they're asking for you to call your company the Yes Makers. How does that sit with you?
That's quite good, I think.
Okay.
The Yes Makers.
Well, go for it, because you're making a yes on both sides. The guy is so happy to be employed, and the company is so happy that they finally got the right person for the job. Now, they're asking, uh-huh, Barbara, for you to focus on computer programmers as your main theme. Yeah, first. And, of course, you can employ lots of other people later. But they're saying that people reject computer programmers who are crabby and who don't show up on time and who are slovenly and who don't take care of themselves. But you're going to get the brightest, most dynamic, most people-friendly computer programmers on the planet. And then both sides are going to say, thank you, Barbara. You gave us the yes.
Okay.
Okay, thanks
all
for
right.
calling, Barbara. Take it
awesome.
Easy.
Thank you so much, Shannon. Thank
okay.
you, I will.
Ciao.
Bye.
Good. I'd like to take you through this exercise of crossing the corpus callosum. The corpus callosum is a bridge in the brain between the right brain and the left brain. And if someone has a stroke, you can easily tell on which side of the brain the stroke happened if they lose their language or if they lose their memory or if they lose their ability to recognize faces. So doctors know which talents and which abilities are categorized in different sides of the brain. So take your left hand and touch your right knee. You just clap your hand on your knee. You don't have to bang it or anything. Just touch it. Take your right hand and touch your left knee. This is called the cross crawl, and now I'm standing up and I'm moving my hand to my one knee, and then I'm moving my opposite hand to my other knee, and I'm going forward, and I'm tapping them, and I'm going to tap them 10 times in a row. And what happens when I do that is that the sides of my brain actually connect. And after that, I look around the room and I can see things much more clearly. Can you imagine why? Because each of our eyes is connected to half of our brain. We have a right eye and a left eye, and they can each see different kinds of things. One eye is helping us count the objects, and the other eye is helping us look at their shape, their form, their color, and perhaps even their beauty. So you can look that up, cross-crawl, and the technique is part of brain gym. Now let's go to Cheryl and see what her question is. Hi, Cheryl, this is Shannon. How can I help?
Hi. I would like to know if I made the right decision in the relationship with my husband.
You know, they're saying that you did make the right decision, but that you are a little bit, can I say, sharp with it, because for so long you had been holding back what you really wanted to say, and then when you finally did say it, it burst out of you like a volcano. So they're saying that there's a little bit of repair work that needs to be done now, and that you guys will have a relationship going forward. You will know each other. You will be friendly with each other. I can't say that you will be best friends, but that you will be civil and polite and connected to each other, that you will sometimes run in the same circles, and that it's a really good idea for you to rephrase the same things and the same messages that you said, but in a loving and a kind way. Can you imagine how to do that, Cheryl? Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. So there's time. So what the angels want to tell you is, you haven't slammed the door forever. Crack the door open, have a little chat, and then close the door gently, and open the door, have a little chat, and see how that goes. Open, close, open, close. You guys aren't done. There's still a karmic, I don't mean that you shouldn't break up. I mean that there's still a karmic connection, and in a friendly way, you can also affirm to him that he does have talents and that he does have skills and that he did make you happy at least some of the time. Okay, how would that be for you?
Yeah, probably okay. I'm not good with words, but I'm sure
I can find. Okay. Just try saying it really briefly when you say it to him, and you can also send him an email or a text message, and then you can spend a little bit of time composing it. But one sentence is better than 10 sentences, and the one sentence should sound like, I was just thinking about you, and I was really appreciating how you are usually, and then you fill in the blank, on time, or how you are usually so thoughtful towards children, or how you are usually so kind to your parents. So I was just thinking about you, and it just struck me that you are actually blank, and the blank is something good. Okay, Cheryl?
All right, thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Take care, honey.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, so we're on the theme of knowledge, and we're talking about inner knowledge and outer knowledge. I'm talking about outer knowledge when I ask you to process things with your right brain and your left brain, aren't I? Or are I? Am I? Yes, you, me. We're processing inner knowledge as well, and we also process it through our right brain and our left brain. So how can I know myself better? And how can I process that information through my right brain and my left brain? Because you remember that the old Greek saying, know thyself, is one of the most important messages that was ever given in any philosophy, and it has stuck with us since then, since the beginning of time. When the Greeks registered it, it was in the 10th century encyclopedia called the Suda, and they say, the proverb is applied to those whose boasts exceed what they are. So they're saying, hey, dude, calm down and know thyself, because if you really knew yourself, you wouldn't be talking so big. So the way that we can say know yourself is through the right brain, with sympathy, empathy, and processing information about ourselves, without going to the left brain and counting up all of our sins and misdeeds and all of the terrible things that we've ever done. And things like numbers, remember, how much money is in my bank account and how much that means to me. And also, what is my weight on the scale and what does that mean to me? When we count and we're looking at ourselves, we usually are measuring ourselves and coming up short. So processing things with our left brain and looking at, how many square feet are in my house? Ooh, not big enough. How old is my car? Oh, too old. How much money did I earn this week? Ooh, not enough. How many boxes of groceries are in my refrigerator? Ooh, not enough. That left brain is really harsh. So if you could take that information and neutralize it, neutralize the charge around it, and say, okay, I've got this much in my bank account right now. Let me turn to the artist inside of myself. Let's turn to the right brain and ask for the artist to help me know myself better. And the artist is going to say, be creative. Yeah, you don't have very much food in your cupboard right now. What are you going to do? Well, maybe you could make a recipe out of that rice that you've never tried before. Oh, you've got rice and milk. Why don't you make rice pudding? It's much cheaper than buying ice cream. Yes. Oh, I know. I'll find a recipe. Yes, I can. So that's creativity and optimism and not being limited. So L, the lawyer, and the counter is often a limiter. And also, I'm limited in time. That's why he's associated with Kronos, the god Saturn, who puts time limits on us, chronological time. Let's go back to the R, the right brain. Right brain is helping us access a whole other kind of time, which is called Kairos. That's spelled K-A-I-R-O-S. And Kairos time is something completely different. It's the right time. It's the right moment. It's the perfect time. It's the coincidence time. It's the time of synchronicity. It's the time that gives you goosebumps. When you're in a conversation with a friend and you're over coffee, it's really hard when you say, oops, I've got 3 minutes to be with you and then I must be off. Yeah, that's really not good time, is it? But when you have a good time with someone, when you're having a good time, it's the right brain that's in charge. And the right brain is saying, sure, stay 5 more minutes. Unless there's a child waiting in school who has to be picked up, obviously. But if you could give 5 more minutes to this wonderful conversation that you're having, 5 more minutes, because that's the right time. It's the R, right brain kind of time. So I'm going to read you the exact Greek version of the phrase, know thyself. This is what it sounds like in Greek, gnoti sauton. So gnoti is G-N-O-T-H-I. And Sautan, S-A-U-T-O-N. Okay, we'll go to the phones. We'll take this call from Becky, and then we'll come back to Know Thyself. Hey, Becky, this is Shannon. How can I help?
Hey, I have one question. I'm in a new relationship, and I just want to know if it's gonna work.
The angels are saying, please put energy into this relationship. But they're saying that you, Becky, have a tendency that they would like to calm down right now, which is to get transactional in a relationship. Transactional means that you're keeping track of how many times do I call you and how many times do you call me. It's accidental. You're not meaning to do it. But you start to add up that you're doing more, you're calling more, you're initiating more. And that makes you feel a bit funny, and you say, ooh, I wonder if this is actually on the right track. But Becky, you are naturally an initiator. You are naturally the one who does start things up. You are the friendly, I want to start a business. Hey, I have some friends. I wonder if we can get this together. I know, let's have a party. Okay, let's have a dinner party. I know, how about we have it a Vietnamese theme? Great. Okay, so that's you. So stop keeping track in this relationship of, I'm doing everything. Look, I did three things yesterday, and he did nothing. So really, that's exactly what we're talking about today, about left brain and right brain. The left brain counts things, and the right brain lets things flow. In this relationship, go ahead and be yourself and do the things that you want to do. Call
so let him be more of the initiator and stuff like that.
No, I'm not saying that, because what I'm saying is that's a counting kind of behavior. You be yourself, Becky. Call as many times as you want. And if he wants to put a limit on it, he can. But the angels are suggesting that he won't, that he will enjoy you as you. He's already recognizing you as you are that kind of person, and you are terrific just the way you are. Don't count and don't slow yourself down. Give it your Becky kind of energy. You are a delightful spark on the world. And who would want to extinguish that? No way.
Okay. Okay. So just
give it a
try. What I'm doing.
keep on keeping on. You're doing just right. And if you do notice, rather than count, okay, there's a big difference between noticing and counting. Notice that he's giving you affirmations for the initiations that you're doing, and he doesn't seem to be running away. Okay, Becky, true or false?
Okay. That's
true. Is it true or is it false? It is true.
True.
He's saying, Becky, you are a bright spark. Becky, you have a lot of energy. Becky, I really like it when you call me. Okay, that's what he's saying so far.
Okay.
Well, are you noticing that or not?
Oh, yes, that's very true.
Okay, man, keep it up. Good.
Yeah. Okay.
Take care.
Thank you.
You're doing just fine. Hang in there. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. So please call in with your question if you'd like to. The number to dial if you want to ask a question like that is 1-877-296-0345. Okay, so we've been talking about the left brain and the right brain and about knowledge. And what I'd like to go to now is the theme of how to. I want to know how to. Now, the French have a beautiful phrase for how to, which is savoir faire, and it means to know how to do something. And what I'm bringing to you is to know thyself, gnoti sauton, which means gnoti is from the same as agnostic, one who doesn't know, like one who doesn't know God. And gnoti with a G is the same as knowledge with a K. And sauton, if you take off the S, is auto, me, myself, auto, things that I can do. I am autonomous. So knowing myself and knowing how to do things are an upward spiral that go together. We're going to take this call from Carol, and we're going to come right back to this theme. Hi, Carol. This is Shannon with Spirit Guidance. How can I help you?
Well, I'm wondering if my grief is causing my mother not to be able to pass over from dying. Crossover.
No. They're saying that that's her contract altogether, and you're not having any kind of negative effect on it at all. And you are in a really, really natural and raw state that is pure. And it's actually a very holy state of being. And that's why cultures all over the world honor that with a very special time. But the culture that you and I come from don't honor that process very well, and they tend to brush it under the rug. But you, what they're telling me is that from the Jewish tradition, you are right now sitting Shiva, which means that you are really, really low. And that's what they do. They sit close to the floor, right, when they're sitting Shiva for a certain amount of time. And you are really, really low right now. And please just honor that. You are completely in the right place, and nothing you are doing is harming anybody at all. You are in a holy, holy space.
Oh, good. Okay. Thank you very much, Carol.
Please read a little bit more about grief from other cultures, because it's going to give you a great sense of comfort.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thank you for calling in, Carol, and take care of yourself.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we'll go to Diane and help Diane talk to her angels and guides. Hello, Diane. This is Shannon with Spirit Guidance. How can I help?
Good morning from California. Hi, Shannon.
Thanks, Diane.
You're welcome. Is about a past relationship that really didn't work, and now he always comes around birthday holidays and wants to be nice, and I feel like he's a friend, but yet I'm wondering if you feel it's his intentions to be romantic again and be a couple.
Yeah, so the angels immediately gave me a British slang word, which is a chancer. Do you know that word, a chancer? He's kind of a schemer, and he's someone who's trying to take a chance. So he's trying to see if he can get in the door. That's what he's trying to do. So he's testing the waters, and he's trying to see if you are warm toward him. And if you are, he's going to make a big move. but the angels are actually asking for you to turn your back on him, not in a rude way, in a gentle and calm way, but he is not for you. There is no psychic or soul match at all. You guys are working on a different vibration. And yours is a little bit, I would say, more advanced, and he is a little bit stumbling around the block, but he's trying to link onto you and to latch onto you because he knows that you have a lot going on for you. So he is, I don't want to go so far as to say vampire because that's like too harsh, but it's he wants your energy. And so he wants your attention and he's kind of like a puppy and he wants to be petted all the time. And you can just say, puppy, go outside. You can play outside in the yard. I'm not going to play with you right now. I'm busy. And they're saying that there are other people who are candidates for you who are much, much more compatible with you. So they would like you to let that one go.
And you paid it so spot on. I have
well, Diane, they are your angels and guides, hey? They're your angels and guides, and they know who you are, and they know what's right for you. So I am blessed to just be your translator.
I know, but you're such a clear channel. Love you so much. I'm giving you so many kudos. God bless you.
You're giving me goosebumps also. Thanks, Diane. Take it easy.
Bye.
Bye now. So you've been listening to Spirit Guidance with Shannon, and Michelle Arbeau, who's the mastermind behind this Authentic You, tells me that I have about 4 minutes left. We could, 3 now. If we could sneak in one more call, you could phone in on 1-877-296-0345. But I'm going to wrap up with knowledge, not wrapping up the show, but just to say that knowing myself and knowing how to do things in the world can expand my outer knowledge and my inner knowledge at the same time. If you have been wanting to learn how to knit, if you have been wanting to learn how to speak French, if you have been wanting to learn interior design, or how to cook Vietnamese food, or how to do this, or how to do this, this is exactly the right time for you to be taking that on. This is something that you need to look at for yourself, because as you learn how to do things, you will learn who you are because, okay, maybe you're a bad knitter, you know. It doesn't work. If you knit and then the sweater turns out really wonky, okay, fine. But you will have, you're diving into yourself in order to reach in and find your own talents and your own frustrations and your own limitations. And the key is not to listen to the left brain only that counts, measures, and often finds you lacking, but rather listen to the right side of the brain, which accepts you as who you are and doesn't criticize you for not having enough. The right side of the brain believes that there always is enough. And that's the kind of knowledge that I'd like you to take with. You have inner knowledge about yourself that you are always enough. Your outer knowledge is a tool because this world is full of smoke, mirrors, and illusions. So why not learn how to water ski? Why not learn how to paint stencils on your kitchen cupboards? I mean, it kind of doesn't matter what you take on. It matters that you take it on with your whole heart and your whole mind and that you give it part of yourself. You know, your little obsession and your little hobby and the thing that you read about on the internet and you look up on Pinterest and the thing that takes up your daydreaming time, that's you learning how to do things that will then help you know yourself. I just want to go to our angel cards before we go, if Michelle will allow me this one card. Okay, yes. Here we go. We're drawing an angel card, and it is from the Doreen Virtue series. And the one that I've got in front of me is a beautiful woman in a white dress riding on, if you can believe it, a unicorn. And the message is, focus on service. Your soul desires only to joyfully serve and to swim in a constant stream of bliss. Go for it. That's what we're about. Know yourself, learn how to do things, and then know yourself more. I'm going to wrap up now, but I hope to hear from you next week. And I'll leave you with this message. You are guided.
You are guided. Thank you for listening to Spirit Guidance with Shannon, broadcast every week on Authentic You Radio.
Would you like to schedule a personal session? For more information about Shannon's work, please go to www.spiritguidance.net.